Welcome. This is American Public Media's Future Tense, public radio's daily journal of the digital age. eBay spends billions for something called Skype. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Skype, founded by the creators of Kazaa, the file-sharing program that riled the music business, gives away software that lets people talk for free over the net using computers and microphones. A paid version called Skype Out allows those calls to be connected to regular phones. Auction giant eBay has made a giant bid of its own to gobble up Skype, $2.6 billion in cash and stock. eBay CEO Meg Whitman says Skype's voice capabilities will speed communication between eBay's buyers and sellers. Wade Rausch, executive web editor of TechnologyReview.com, a publication of MIT, says the acquisition seems strange at first glance.
A lot of people, in discussing the rumors of this acquisition last week, were saying that this is really, really strange. It doesn't make sense in the context of eBay's business and in the context of their previous acquisitions.
And yet it's got to make some sense or they wouldn't do it. Obviously, they're not a dumb company, so what's going on here?
I think it has to do with social computing. And eBay kind of perceived that it could really help their community, their online community, if they had some kind of souped-up ability for auctioneers and sellers and buyers to talk with each other. Now, whether that means that they're going to have some kind of live meeting going on during an auction, or whether it means that this will be an easier way for buyers and sellers to arrange payment and shipping after a purchase is finished, I'm not sure. That's really kind of up to the folks at eBay and Skype. But from the perspective of kind of promoting the growth of their community, I think it makes a lot of sense.
You know, you say that it's probably mostly about social networking kind of stuff. But, you know, I would imagine that there is great money to be made just as a telephone business. I mean, Skype has, 54 million people using it around the world, and it's probably the best known internet telephone company. So it's, you know, is it possible that eBay, as much as it wants a social networking tool, that it just sees great money to be made in the internet phone business?
Well, the way people use Skype is there are two ways people can use Skype. And one is you can simply sign up for a free service, just download the software, and you're automatically connected to everyone else who has Skype on their computers. And the other way that you can use the service is to pay for additional features such as voicemail and the ability to call outside the Skype network so that you can reach people on regular phones. And for those services, they charge money, and that's their revenue stream at the moment. And it's true that those tens of millions of people using the service could eventually wind up deciding to pay Skype for some of the additional services. But from what I've heard, at the moment, Skype's revenues for 2005 are projected to be in the area of $60 million. So eBay's paying billions of dollars for a company that has $60 million in revenues, which also just pales in comparison to eBay's overall revenues. So I can't really imagine that that is a big part of their equation right now.
Wade Rausch is executive web editor of TechnologyReview.com, a publication of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.